Tom Wolfe's Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test. Tom Wolfe published the book Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test in 1968. He follows Ken Casey and his Merry Pranksters from 1961 to 1964. Throughout following Ken and the Pranksters, Wolfe never tried acid. Wolfe said acid was too powerful for him. Instead, he was able to feel the acid by getting into their minds and was able to understand their experiences. The way he wrote the book, he was able to make the readers fit into their lifestyle. Wolfe was able to capture their interactions, emotions, and often fragile mental states of affairs that came along with LSD. He was able to have the readers sympathize and relate to the book. With doing that, Wolfe was almost invisible throughout the entire book.
In the beginning of the book, Wolfe introduces Ken Casey. Ken Casey is an author, scholar, and West Coast psychedelic pioneer. Ken leaves Oregon to do a postgraduate work on a creative writing fellowship at Stanford University. While on the research subject, he encountered LSD and other psychedelic drugs. His perception of LSD drew him and some others into regular use of LSD, marijuana, and amphetamines, which would soon develop into a small drug culture. Casey somewhat started a new religion due to the transcendent state of LSD. He was able to preach and captivate listeners. He creates a band or crew of close followers that were called the Merry Pranksters and began to participate in a drug-fueled lifestyle. They lived with Ken at his house in the woods in La Honda, California. Ken's house was where the early predecessors of acid tests were performed.
By the middle of the book, the Merry Pranksters went on their own. Ken then decided to buy a bus for $1,250. They made it livable, painted it with bright colors, and named it Further. He buys the bus and plans to travel across the country. While traveling the nation, Ken, the bus driver Neil Cassidy, and the people they picked up along their journey tripped on acid the whole way. Ken would often test the visitors. He was trying to determine who among them was a weekend hippie and who was actually following the hippie lifestyle. Casey would say, "All right, let's everybody get naked and get on our bikes and go up Route 1. That would usually separate the hippies from the weekend hippies quickly. With all of this, Ken Casey's popularity grew rapidly. He's idolized as a hero of the growing counterculture. Soon, the acid tests catch on, and Casey is arrested for possession of marijuana. Casey avoided jail by fleeing to Mexico, joining the Merry Pranksters. Unable to obtain the same results from LSD, Casey and some of the Merry Pranksters returned to the U.S. Once back, Casey becomes a full-blown pop culture icon. He appears on TV, radio shows, while being wanted for the FBI. He is soon located and arrested. While he is conditionally released, he tries to convince the judge that the next step of his movement is an acid test graduation, which is an event where the pranksters and other followers attempt to achieve intersubjectivity without the use of mind-altering drugs. But the graduation wasn't effective enough to clear the charges from Casey's name. Ken Casey was given two sentences for two separate offenses and was designated to a work camp to fulfill his sentence.
People were amazed on how he was able to maintain control. He was fully engulfed in the hippie movement, in line with the pranksters' philosophy. He managed to distinguish the realistic of the pranksters and Casey's experience triggered by their paranoia and acid trips. Wolfe was different from the pranksters in some ways. The pranksters see their acid trips as a breach of their physical words and realities, while Wolfe has an appreciation for their spiritual experiences offered by psychedelics and also accepts the importance of the physical world. Throughout the book, Wolfe focuses on placing the pranksters and Casey within the context of their environment, where the pranksters see ideas, Wolfe see real-world objects. Tom Wolfe's description of Casey's traveled captive readers and permitted them to read books like it was fiction rather than news. The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test is described as one of the greatest books of its time. It remembered as an accurate and essential book that represents the roots and growth of the hippie movement.